News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Good Sunday morning. Here's your web news update for WSAU and WSAU.com. Secretary of State John Kerry touching down in Cairo today on his hastily arranged week-long tour of Mideast and European capitals aimed at shoring up the embattled central government in Iraq. Fox News Radio's James Rosen has more from Cairo.
Aides traveling with Kerry told reporters that American and Iraqi officials are still finalizing a legal agreement under which the U.S. service personnel that President Obama has announced he is dispatching to Iraq can freely operate. Kerry's meetings in the region, marked by extraordinarily tight security, will focus on getting the government of Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki to move more quickly in demonstrating inclusiveness for all Iraqis, Shia, Sunni, and Kurdish citizens alike, and also on persuading America's allies in the Gulf to choke off funding for the terrorists now challenging Maliki's grip on power. Traveling with the Secretary of State in Cairo, James Rosen, Fox News Radio.
The Wausau March for Equality made another trip to the 400 block this weekend. About 250 people marched from Marathon Park to the 400 block yesterday to show their support for the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community. Organized after a failed gay pride march last year, this year's march took on a new tone as the fight for gay marriage continues to run its way through the courts. There were no protesters for this weekend's event. A Green Bay area cheese manufacturer is moving into a new facility. Schreiber Foods has worked out of six different locations around the Green Bay area and now is opening up a new consolidated plant Monday morning. The new facility is a 250,000 square foot plant that cost the company $85 million to build. The company will be moving all 700 of their employees to the new facility. Governor Walker is releasing a new attack ad against challenger Mary Burke, blasting the Democrats' record as Commerce Secretary. The 30-second ad comes in the wake of documents released accusing Walker of illegal campaign fundraising. According to One Wisconsin Now, Walker has spent $250,000 on the ad. Police in La Crosse are investigating a stabbing that left one person with life-threatening injuries. WXOW reports the incident is still under investigation, but occurred around 9 o'clock last night. One person was taken by ambulance to a hospital. South Korean troops are still working to subdue a soldier who killed five comrades in a grenade and gun attack late Saturday. Soldiers surrounded and engaged in a shootout with a rogue serviceman today near a school close to the border, but there's no word yet on his fate. Troops have orders to shoot to kill unless the soldier surrenders. A former trader at Goldman Sachs is furious because his yearly bonus was only $8 million. Deeb Salam is suing the giant investment bank, claiming he helped Goldman earn more than $7 billion. Salam is seeking an additional $5 million in bonus pay for the year 2010. In sports, the Wisconsin Woodchucks bounced back from Friday night's defeat by the Lakeshore Chinooks as they silenced the Chinooks 7-0. This afternoon, it's the Brewers versus the La Crosse Loggers. First pitch at 5:05. You'll hear that game on our sister station, Fox Sports AM 1390, FM 93.9. Meanwhile, the Brewers stayed hot on the road as they had a 9-4 win over the Colorado Rockies in the middle contest of a three-game series. You'll hear game three of that series this afternoon. First pitch in that game at 3:10. You'll hear pregame here on WSAU at 2:35. The Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin. We are expecting partly cloudy skies for the day today, a high near 80. Tonight, cloudy skies, occasional rain showers, a low of 62. Rain continuing Monday morning with more showers in the afternoon, a high of 74. Monday night, cloudy skies, a low of 61. I'm Raymond Newport on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.